Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News from More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP. That's Tim. This is the Positive Truth, where we fight back that negativity with the positivity that is positive news. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I was punching the air when you said fight back, so I'm ready.
If you want to support the Positive Truth, like, share, subscribe, tell a friend. Helps us out so much. We also have a Facebook where we post positive news stories and videos. We also post videos on our YouTube, links on our Twitter, and Tim's pretty face on our Instagram. And we got 6 positive news stories to make your day so much better. Tim, do you want to start?
Yeah, man, I'll be down to start. My first positive news story, I'm going to start off with the one that happened at work, man. So I am at work on Christmas Eve, right? I volunteered to work. My family doesn't do anything until like later on in the evening. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead and go in, try to make some extra money. And of course, I'm there with everybody else that does not want to be there. And this one lady, on her way to work, her car broke down. Her starter messed up. It's been acting up for a couple weeks, but her car broke down. So she left it in a grocery parking lot. Somebody else came and picked her up. She came into work and she was just upset when I got there, you know? So I walk over, ask her what's going on. She let me know about her starter. And while she was telling me, there's this state trooper sitting with his wife. They went fishing in the morning, right, together. Like, that's their normal, you know, tradition.
I mean, it was like 60 degrees Christmas Day here, wasn't it?
Right. It felt good, definitely. And so basically he overheard her telling me and walked over to her when I walked away and basically said, you know, where's your car at? I'll call in one of my buddies and he'll take care of it. And I kid you not, like 2.5 hours later, her car was like in our parking lot, working perfectly fine. State trooper just said, Merry Christmas, don't worry about it. And she tried to pay him and he was like, no, don't worry about it. This is my gift to you. And I just thought it was super dope because, I mean, this guy was just minding his business and it was like a Christmas miracle for one of my coworkers, and she definitely was grateful for it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That is the definition of the positive truth. Just believing in each other, believing in the world around you.
Facts.
Speaking of the definition of the positive truth, we love it when you all send us positive news stories. And I got one that we were sent in that's absolutely awesome. This should be a national story because it's that great.
Yeah.
Basically, it's about a nonprofit called RIP Medical Debt. It's a New York-based nonprofit that uses money from donors to eliminate crushing medical debt that threatens the financial well-being of hundreds of thousands of American families. The charity has been founded 4 years ago, and in that 4 years, they've erased $475 million in medical debt for more than 250,000 people in America.
Wow.
I really can't add anything to that. That's absolutely awesome. We just want to give them a shout out on the podcast. We appreciate the listener that sent us in to talk about it. We're going to post it on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. Check it out.
Well said, JP. I can't add anything either. So I will jump right into my next one, man. So we love talking about the youth here on the Positive Truth, right, JP?
We do.
So I have a story about a guy named Jake. Jake is about 19, 20 years old, maybe even younger. This guy really didn't know. He was in line at a HEB supermarket. It's a supermarket chain in Texas. Basically, he's a cashier. And this guy was in line, or this lady was in line. She was checking out. She noticed that she didn't have enough money for everything that she paid for. And he noticed it, the guy that was standing in line. His name is Anonymous. And we'll call him Ryan, actually. I think that's really his name. So Ryan was standing in line, noticed that the lady didn't have enough money. Jake, the cashier, noticed she didn't have enough money. So what Jake did, without hesitating, was pull out his checking or his credit card, swipes the card, puts in his PIN or whatever, pays for the rest of the lady stuff and just says Merry Christmas and kept it moving. Didn't ask for a thank you, didn't, you know, wasn't doing it for anything, any for any reason whatsoever. And Ryan posted this on Facebook, shared the story, and it's been shared, you know, thousands of times now. And basically, he just wants everybody to be like Jake, or be more like Jake, because he thought it was super awesome that this young kid that's not even 20 years old, working at a supermarket on Christmas Eve, that definitely doesn't have enough money to be sustainable, and he's giving off, you know, paying for people's groceries. He just thought it was amazing for a young kid like that to do something so amazing. And I'm glad that we're able to share stories like this, because it doesn't take very much. Even if you don't have a lot, you still have something to give. And around this time of the year, the holidays, New Year's is coming up, you know, people need help out there. So if you have the time or have the money or have any type of effort, do what you can.
Absolutely. Perfectly said, Tim.
Be more like Jake. Woohoo!
Actually, my last two positive news stories have to do with giving back on Christmas. But before we get to that, we're halfway through, so we like to do audio meditation where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us and in our own lives. So we talk about one thing we're grateful for to make our day more positive. We encourage you to play along as well while you're listening. It'll make your day, it'll just put you in a better mood as well. So Tim, what are you grateful for?
Man, I'm gonna call this time like an update with Layla, because she's amazing. And she is saying dad now, and she knows it's me, and it's super awesome. And today, Edna sent me a video while I was at work, and it's her trying to get Layla to say mama, and all Layla is saying is dad. And I just thought it was hilarious. It made me smile. I watched it while I was at work like 50 times, and it made me just want to rush home and get home to play with my daughter, which I did. And yeah, man, I'm just super thankful for her. I'm not going to lie. She brings joy to my day every single day. New purpose to wake up every day.
Absolutely awesome, Tim. What I'm grateful for is a little less loving. But I said on Wednesday, I was like, I'm grateful for vacations. I'm going to double down on that. I am super grateful for any sort of getaway time. I just had some this time last week. It was incredible. It got me motivated in just a lot of ways. It was just a great time with friends. We didn't do anything super crazy. I mean, it was like a day and a half vacation. It was the first one in 18 months. It was so refreshing. Anytime you get to do, you know, half, just a few days, you just not care about anything. You just have good experiences. It's awesome. Anytime you get to take your hard work and your money and turn it into experience, your minutes into moments, it's awesome. So that's what I'm grateful for.
I like that, JP.
And now that we're back to the positive news stories, did you hear what Andre Roberson did for Christmas?
No, sir, I have not.
So Andre Roberson is a basketball player. He plays for the Thunder. He's been hurt because he tore his knee literally off. That's only a minor understatement, unfortunately. So he's been trying to get back on the court. But that doesn't mean he's not giving back to the fans of OKC. So he heard about a grandma. She was trying to adopt her own grandkids, got put in the foster care system, but she didn't have enough money to pay for it. She needed $7,500. So Roberson brought him up to the Thunder practice, well, Thunder game, while he was practicing before the game because he couldn't play. And he was like, here's a Christmas gift. He gave her a letter. It was $7,500 to adopt the grandkids. It's an awesome video. And yeah, I have a video, Tim.
I was about to say, you have a video. Time out. You just slid that in there. I'm ready to check that out. We're at the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook.
Yes, sir. Also, did you see, this is an extra positive news story, did you see the video going around on Twitter? There's been a lot of good Christmas stories going around on Twitter.
Agreed. I got one next for you guys as well. But no, which positive news story are you talking about?
So there was a dad. He had an Android phone, and he never wanted to get an iPhone because he couldn't transfer the voicemail of his wife had passed away onto the iPhone. So his kids got him a teddy bear, and anytime he pushed the teddy bear, it would play the voicemail for him.
Aww.
Yes, that's just one of the great ones. It was the other one. It was a baseball player who paid off his parents' home. Like he paid off like just the rest of the house.
That's dope. Oh, he got his. He signed and with his very first paycheck, he paid off the rest of his parents' house. Yeah, I saw that one actually.
So yeah, there's been a lot of good Christmas stories.
I agree, man. They're all over the place on social media. Now that I think about it, that's where I got this my last story for the day, anyways, about this bus driver. It happened in Dallas, Texas. I thought this was amazing. So if you know any type of bus drivers, they're not like rich. You know what I mean? They don't have a lot of money. So this elementary school bus driver, he basically asked every one of his kids what they wanted for Christmas, and he ended up buying them that for Christmas. So he wanted to do something for these kids. He wanted to have like a gift exchange at first, and then his wife reminded him, you know, some of these families can't afford to buy gifts for another kid. So he decided, you know what, I'm just going to save up my money and I'm going to buy presents for every one of these students. So for every kid he had on his route, he got them what they asked for. He had things such as like iPhones, bicycles, like little like electronics, puzzles, books, like anything they asked for, basically. And he obviously got the more expensive stuff for the kids that really needed it. And I thought it was amazing. He said that he is a religious person, but he never talks about God to the children. He just wants them to show. He just wants to show them that they're loved and they're valued. I just thought it was super awesome. Definitely deserved to be shared. I will share this on our Facebook page as well, so you guys can check out a couple of the cool pictures of the gifts and him standing in front of the bus.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. The people with the least amount to give doing the most.
Absolutely. His name is Curtis Jenkins, by the way.
Shout out to Curtis. Shout out and do rags off to Curtis Jenkins.
Tú sabes.
My last one is also a Christmas story because, you know, it's Christmas. So there's a man and lives in Arizona. He lives kind of by the border. He lives in Patoga Ganya. That was really bad, JP. Really bad. I even practiced that one beforehand in Arizona. And he was outside and he saw a balloon coming towards him. And it was a balloon. It had Spanish on it. And he realized it was a Santa wish list. And he read it and he was like, I got to get this kid everything she wants for Christmas. But he had no idea how to reach her. So you know what he did, Tim? He did what you would do. Went on Facebook and posted about it. And it worked. And so he found the kid. It was only 20 miles away in Nogales, Mexico. Found their house.
Hey, I have a niece or nephew that stay. Niece and nephew that stays in Nogales. That's pretty funny. My bad.
Tis a small world.
Touche.
Got him all her Christmas stuff. Hess and his wife delivered the toys to the two young kids and sent the letter. I just think it's awesome. I mean, there's nothing more Christmassy than that.
I agree, man, 100%.
So yeah, we're out of positive news stories. It was a very festive one. We'll be back soon.
My bad.
You're good. With more positive news stories. You know our next episode's in 2019, right?
No, I had no idea, man.
Our next audio one, at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Wicked. It will be. Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
Happy New Year's almost. All right. We'll see you guys in 2019. Hope you guys have a great year.
We had a great year with you all. Tim, do you have a quote book?
I do, man, by Jay-Z. I will not lose, for even in defeat, there is a valuable lesson learned, so it evens it up for me.
That is on Blueprint 2.
I knew you were going to know which one it's coming from. Oh, that's so dope. I got another one for you next year in 2019.
Is it Uchi Wally Wally or is it One Mic?
It's a little bit more sophisticated than Uchi Wally Wally.
No, that verse is in the same song that you just quoted. And it's one of my favorite Jay-Z lines because I always say it to people and no one ever gets it. I'm sure we have some New York listeners that got that, though. But anyway. We'll be back soon with more positive news stories. We're out.
Stay positive.